Hello, I'm Pamela Davis. Welcome to episode 52 of the Well Done Life podcast. Hello, and welcome back to episode 52 of the Well Done Life podcast. I'm your host, Pamela Davis. If you're new here, you're right on time. Thank you for joining us. And if you've been here before, thank you for continuing to listen. The Well Done Life is about building community. This is a safe space for women to share their stories so we can learn and grow together. So there's never a wrong time to join the party. And I'm so glad that you're here. And you may have noticed that we have some new theme music. I'll talk a little bit about how that came about earlier, but I hope you like it. Let me know your feedback because I'm going to kind of test things out. I was planning on changing up things anyway because we're about to go into our 1 year anniversary, and we'll talk about that too a little bit at the end. But circumstances kind of make it seem like you got to make do with what you do. So it is what it is, and we've got new theme music, and I kind of like it. I hope you do, too. But anywho, before we get started, I just want to make sure that I send some prayers and good juju in the atmosphere out for us all. I think it's just so important right now with COVID and everything that we've been dealing with after the inauguration, i.e. the pending impeachment / Senate trials. We have a lot of divisiveness going on, and we're also trying to exist and live during a global pandemic and recession. So if there is not a time for prayer, it is such as now should be. We have to take this moment to give thanks that we've made it this far, y'all, because if we're listening, that means we are still all here with an opportunity to have another chance to get it right, and that is a blessing in itself. But at the same time, we have to also remember that it can be hard to find the light because there's so much darkness. And with that, it is very important to be very gentle with yourself and be gentle with other people. And because let's just keep it honest. I mean, you don't know what folks are really carrying. And there are a lot of people, as we've seen, who are on the edge. So focus on being the light that you're supposed to be. And if you want some information on how to tap into that light or talking about the light as yourself, because I feel like now we have to really cling together to try to pull it out, check out episode 51, Let's Bring in the Light, because I'm on that journey myself trying to tap further into who I am so that I can grow. And I will definitely continue to share as I am learning and processing, because that's another thing about the Well Done Life. There are no experts at this thing called life. We are all out here trying to do our best every day. So when we come together and we share our stories and we lean into each other, that's how we get better, because we lift somebody else up who may lift us up, and then we just keep growing and going back and forth. So focus on being the light. And while you're also out there focusing on being the light, please, 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 please make sure that you are wearing your mask. I mean, I went out today, I had to run some errands, and I wore 2 masks today. And let me preface it, it's Saturday night at 10:33 p.m. and I'm recording because it's been a week, but we'll talk about that too. But like I said, I wore 2 masks. My doctor actually required that I wore 2 masks when I went and saw her this week for an appointment. And I've heard a lot of conversation going around with the different variant strains that people need to be double masked up. So if I can wear 2, that means that you should at least be able to wear 1 if you're not wearing 1. And if you are wearing 1 or wearing 2, you know, God bless. I know it's hard. I thought I was going to have like a heart attack today because it was kind of warm out here in beautiful, sunny Florida. And I had on these double masks and I'm like, I just should have just stayed home, but I needed to do this. And we just have to do this. This is our new normal for a while. So please make sure you're doing your part in helping us kind of start to get this under control so we can all kind of start doing a little bit more, not going back to what it used to be, but can we have at least more activities, more social time? Because I miss people. I miss seeing people. And I want us all to go out and see people again. But like I was saying, it's been an interesting week. And actually preparing for this episode was a little tough because of it, that interesting week. I mean, it's been hectic, to say the least, and I am recovering right now from like a severe lack of technology. And I know that probably sounds really first world, but in my normal role of jobs and life and career, I'm a digital strategist. So I sit in front of a computer all day long. And my work computer decided to lock me out on Thursday night while I was on deadline for something. And so I spent Friday working off of a cell phone. And let me tell you, working off of a cell phone is not cute. It is just not cute. I have my sister's computer, because I'm sure you're all asking, well, don't you have your own computer? I do, but my own computer is older. And I had kind of been putting off upgrading her. So if I did little things here and there, I would use that one, use my work computer, or I would use my sister's computer. And my sister's computer is a little bit different because let's just say we have really very different views of technology. I'm on the school where I expect things to go from 0 to 100 like real quick. My sister, on the other hand, is more of one of those people who can take it or leave it. So her computer hasn't been updated since the beginning of time. And she's good with that. And, you know, I was good with it. I made it work and I got done what I needed to get done. But it just reminded me the importance of having my own. So as you can see now, I'm back and talking to you, which means I took care of that and got me some technology. And that in even itself was an experience, but I'm not going to bore you with those details. Let's just say I wound up making 2 trips to the store because one computer that I bought was defective from the manufacturer. The manufacturer, I called them because that's how much I wanted to get back on the computer because I had stuff to do. And they were like, you need to return this because unfortunately it's defective. And to where I'm at now, where I'm sitting in front of my nice new shiny computer and I love her. We are bonding. We are working well, and it is meeting all of my expectations, and it's great. So back in business. And so I kind of have bypassed through with, like I said, my technology challenges, and it was a struggle all week. So that's why I might not be as prepared as I wanted to be for this episode, but I feel like it's still going to come out good. So bear with me. And then, so that was Thursday night, Friday night, Thursday night, while I was sitting up annoying my sister as to why her computer is so slow and how we can get this to move even quicker, then Cicely Tyson passed away. And I was crushed. I'm just going to keep it real. I was crushed. I mean, you would have probably thought that Cicely Tyson was a part of my family, but I kind of felt like she was, because for me, as more of a seasoned woman, I've been around for a little bit, and I got a chance growing up to see so much of Miss Tyson's works, and she was a role model for me. I remember distinctly growing up when I was younger, one of my favorite movies of hers was Sounder, and it starred her, Paul Whitfield. I wish I could remember the young man who played her son, his name. But it is a beautiful movie because it really details so accurately the struggles of Black Americans, Black families in the South during Jim Crow, while they are trying to make a living, while at the same time dealing with the oppressive nature of Jim Crow and wanting to send their child to school to get an education because he was gifted. So it is a beautiful movie. I would recommend that you watch it. It is heartbreaking, but it is a really great movie. And so I, of course, I fell in love with her for that, as well as she is in one of my other favorite movies, which I have to see if I can find on one of the streaming platforms now, Bustin' Loose. If you've never seen that movie, it's her, Richard Pryor, and she plays an educator who is trying to take her kids from across the country to, I think, a special school, and unfortunately they wound up getting connected with, or fortunately, Richard Pryor, and it is hilarious, the adventures that they have. And I mean, the legendary Richard Pryor, he was so funny as well. The two of them, like,
Miss Tyson had great comedic timing. For her to be such a dramatic actress, it was such good timing. And again, that's my childhood. So that's probably why I'm so sentimental about it. But then if I'm looking at it now as an adult, I feel heartbroken and crushed because we lost an angel. Like, an angel got her wings. So it's not a loss, I guess, per se. It's just I always used to say, and it's gone around kind of like in the black community, Cicely Tyson is one of our icons that we just wanted to wrap in bubble wrap so that she would live forever. We knew it wasn't going to happen, but we wanted her around. Like, we may not talk about her every day, but we know that her presence is still existing here with us, and we felt good about it. So when she passed away, it was just like, wow, she's gone. And I could only imagine, you know, what kind of life that she lived with her child. I know she had a daughter, and I'm very excited because right before she passed away last week, she just released her memoir, and I ordered it, and I cannot wait to get it. And I got a copy from my mom, because anyone who has lived 96 years on this earth has seen some of the darkest days of our society. And to be able to live through those dark moments and to be able to get to this point where at your end, you are able to recount your life fully in your right mind with grace and beautiful, because no one cannot say that Cicely Tyson was not beautiful. She was so beautiful and chocolate. And she made me, as a beautiful chocolate woman myself, feel confident in my skin in a time where we were not depicted on the screen. And that's a blessing. She is truly a light and a gift. I get a little choked up just thinking about it, because that kind of honor is not reserved to many. So I feel like we all have to pay our due to that one. So it's just amazing. But in my moments of sadness, while I was thinking about, unfortunately, her passing away, I also was reminded of the importance of living fully. And I mean, truly fully. If you think about it, and I thought about this a lot this week, we spend so much time working to build other people's dreams that we often forget to build our own. And I know that probably sounds a little harsh, but it's really reality if you think about it. Many of us, we are working ourselves to the bone to build someone else's dream. And we have to look at that as we're working, because, and there's nothing wrong with working. I work. We all work because we have bills to pay. We have obligations, family members, what have you. But then we have to ask ourselves, are we carving out time to build ourselves, to build our dream? Because if we don't, you find, or I feel like what winds up happening when we spend so much time focused on building other people's dreams and not our own, that many times by the time we figure out that we've been spending this time doing this for other people, we're too old to capitalize on our vision. Or we become so jaded that it becomes too daunting and we settle into what we've, air quotes, allowed our lives to become. And that is not an existence that any of us deserve. And we deserve to tap into our dreams. And I feel like that's just part of our assignment, you know, while we're here. And like I said, I feel like Miss Tyson, she had an assignment. She was here to bless us with her wisdom and her strength and her beauty and her talent. And each of us has that. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I feel like each of us are here with a key to something that the world needs. And some of us are going to tap into our assignments and gifting, and some of us don't. And for those that don't tap into it, it's not a reflection negatively. It just may mean that you have not allowed yourself to reach into that side of yourself in spite of what life may handed you. And that's easy to happen. So I don't ever want it to seem like because somebody doesn't tap into their gifting or their specialness, that they're less special than we are. We are all special. It's just a matter of realizing it and understanding what we were called to do. And that as a light, as a gifting, we can do it if we want to. But like I said, a lot of times we get so focused on building somebody else's vision for their lives that we forget about that. And we wind up getting into the cycle of life where our dreams get pushed down and we're not devoting the time into ourselves that we need to. So Miss Tyson's passing reminded me very clearly of that power to live on your terms, to push yourself, that even up into your last day, you can still have an opportunity to live your dreams while at the same time maybe contributing to somebody else, but having a clear, defined set of yourself and doing that and leaving a gift to the world. Her passing also reminded me of the power of health. And I'm going to spend a moment here because, like I said, I went to the doctor this week to get a checkup because I hadn't been since, I don't even think I went last year, but I went because I wanted to make sure I was okay. And I had a great report. Like, my doctor was like, oh my God, your blood pressure is so good, because I had been on high blood pressure medicine. I think I told you guys that. I had a touch of it. But like I told her, I think a lot of it was attributed, unfortunately, to stress and poor eating habits. So I changed my eating habits. I went vegan. And I went vegan last June, so don't trip. I've been vegan for a long time. It's not like this magic. No, I have just been vegan since June of last year, and I love it. And I don't plan on veering away from it. And she was like, I can't believe you did that. I said, yeah. And I gave up caffeine. I don't drink coffee. I drink tea. I drink herbal tea. But it has to be caffeine free. I don't want caffeine, because I tapped into my health and I realized that I have to start treating myself better. So I really think that it's important to really take this opportunity to value health. And Miss Tyson's passing reminded me of that, because she was a vegetarian / vegan for a large part of her life. And again, like I told you guys, don't trip. I've just been a vegan for a little bit, so I'm a baby vegan. I'm not saying that that's the route for everyone. I'm just saying that we all need to get to a point where we treat our bodies like the temples that they are. And it's not going to be easy, because I've told somebody this before, vegan junk is real in the street. I told my doctor, there is vegan junk. There's plenty of vegan junk. But you have to temper that with really good, solid eating habits. Because being a vegan, being a vegetarian is not about eating bread 24/7. There's a whole host of other things that you should be eating to feed yourself so that you can be sustained and healthy. And I think that we have to take this opportunity to really kind of get more in tune with our physical body. I mean, as we're going through a pandemic and there's such a focus on vaccines, but there's also a focus on immunity, it's just time for us to get a little bit more cognizant about the fact that we should want to be healthy. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to try to get as close as I can to and beyond 96 rotations around the sun. So God bless Miss Tyson that she got 96 rotations around the sun, because I want to make sure that I am vibrant physically as well as mentally, because you have to prioritize that. Our bodies are temples and we have to treat them accordingly. So her passing reminded me of that as well, the importance of that, because I heard a passage in her book, like I said, I'm getting it, I haven't read it yet, where she was talking about playing with Tyler Perry's son and doing handstands with him. I'm like, huh? So that means his little boy, I think, is only maybe like 3 or 4 years old. So you can do the math. If she can do that, that means we all really might need to reexamine our health so that we can take care of ourselves, you know? So lots of lessons that I've learned, because I feel like in death, there are so many things for us to learn And that's kind of where I've settled into it, I think, now. I feel like every loss, I hate to say it, teaches us something new. And if I really just look at it, I feel like we've all learned a lot over this last year. I mean, I could wax poetic, and I'm sure you all could too, about all the things that we have learned. And maybe one day I'll talk a little bit more about it, because I have to admit, I'm on a growth journey. This is a transitional time for my life, and it makes sense because I'm getting into like my late 40s now, and I'm not going to be shy about my age. I'm very comfortable in it, and I feel blessed to have it. But I think that that's something though you have to shift your mind to, as we're processing all of the things that we're feeling and that we've experienced. What have we learned during this time? And how we can get better as we're moving forward. Because there are going to be moments that we are going to face that are going to really challenge us and that are going to stretch us in so many different ways. So just make sure that you give yourself grace to take a moment to think about what you could have learned in these losses, and to allow your light to truly shine. Because it's important. It's just very, very important. And really, I just wanted to hop on and remind you to value those things, to value every moment that you have. That's what all of that I just said was essentially to tell you. Value every moment that you have in this life. Love all the people that are around you. And if you don't even like the people around you, make those adjustments so that you can be happy. And don't build someone else's dream without carving out a little bit for yourself. Because I'm not going to say that you got to be on team no sleep to carve out those dreams. You don't have to, but you have to take at least a little bit of time, be a little bit selfish, and carve out something for you. Because at the end of it all, on your last days, you don't want to be worrying about the things that you could have, should have, would have done. You want to be confident that you have done everything that you are supposed to do, so that when your assignment is done, it is time for you to depart. You can depart with peace and clarity in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your body, and know that you have lived that well done life. And I'm just so grateful that you guys took this opportunity to listen today. I definitely just continue to appreciate you. And I am going to keep reminding you that you are a light. And I'm going to keep saying it until you believe it. Heck, I'm going to keep saying it until I stop needing reminders of that myself. Because this is a journey. And I'm so glad that you're here with me. Next week, I will be officially finished with my Pathway to Peace journaling class. So I'm going to talk to you guys more about that. We actually have one big I have one assignment that I'm a little late on doing because I've just been kind of avoiding it. I write little bits about it every day, but I'm working on that. And then we have a final class meeting together. So that'll be fun. And then it's almost February, and that's my birthday month. And it's going to be our 1-year anniversary on the 25th, which is also my birthday. And I can't wait to celebrate with you. I love and appreciate all of you. And I just want to make sure that you feel the love. Know that I'm giving you all virtual hugs. I hope you go into next week strong and confident and valuing yourself and taking care of yourself, mind, body, and soul. Remember, you're a light and you can do anything that you want to do because you believe in you. And it is your assignment to do wonderfully amazing things. So until we talk next week, please like, share, and subscribe. All of my information will be in the show notes. I promise I'll be a little bit longer next week. I will definitely probably be calmer because I have consistent internet access. Just joking, not so much. But thank you guys again for listening to this episode. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.